And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, we have Captain Mike Morrison and Damian Parker Barranco here to talk about fishing up there at that fantastic location right in the heart of L.A. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show today. It's been a minute since we've had Mike and, you know, any of the crew from 22nd Street up.
Yeah.
Stoked. Always love talking with some guys that just, man, you want to talk about people that love fishing and do absolutely everything. It's the crew at 22nd Street. Today's going to be a rad show.
No kidding. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike. Hey, great to have you. And, man, this is your time of the year up there, right? Sea bass, yellows, rockfish now, insane. And soon to be some tuna.
Yeah, tuna knocking at the door.
We want to go back to normal type sea bass yellowfish. And I said this last time I was on here. It's April. You know, Damien and I get out of our car and run over to the dock over here, and it's just wedged with bluefin tuna from 3-pound to 120-pound fish.
Yeah.
We want to do that, but, like, our predictions are right on. We've been seeing this fish. There's sea bass, like, I could probably talk about it now, but it's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it? That's great news.
Even Gus is seeing it, like, in mats at Catalina. It's just not biting yet.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great news.
That's like the old days, right? When Catalina was the hot spot.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it's supposed to be happening.
Got to love that. And you brought your friend Damian. Damian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are
you? Great. Go ahead and step right up to that mic and get friendly with it. And so, Mike, tell us, give us an introduction to Damian. I mean, everybody knows you and your world famous.
Yeah, Damian came, he was fishing on the Pursuit for quite some time, his pictures caught my attention, and I needed that kind
of photographer.
Yeah, it definitely had an eye for what we do, you know, and most of the time keeps out the blood and gore out of it. but it's just really, really good quality photography. And I was like, hey, you know, what are you doing? He's like, what was it? Not Baja, but was the other shop?
I used to work at Big Fish.
Yeah, Big Fish. Big Fish. And I was like, hey, you quit that life and be the picture guy here. And then now, you know,
six years later,
he's head charter master of a lot of boats at the landing, mainly the Amigo, and starting his own business. And
yeah, you were telling us that you ran like between 30 and 50 charters a year.
This is his fourth season. It's about 120 charters under my belt.
That's unreal.
Pretty badass.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And you also wrap rods?
Yes, sir. I wrap rods. I've been wrapping rods at Seeker for about 2.5 years. I've recently branched off and started my own company called Lifer Customs. And I've been focusing all my energy on that lately. So
good for you.
It's all rod wrapping. It's all fishing. It's pretty much my entire life.
Good to have an energetic guy like him around, huh, Mike?
Yeah, his charters are he's got a core group of guys,
yeah.
And then he's had a lot of green guys that you know, they're Instagram follower fish count chasers that he's turning into real fishermen.
That's cool.
I mean, it's like that El Nino thing when we had the yellowtail that anyone could catch with any kind of lure, any kind of bait, any kind of line size. They're getting humbled out there, and he's got some really good fishermen out there, and they might not connect on that trip, but these guys are booking the next trip the next week, and they're all killers now. You're learning something on every trip. It's not just a charter master giving away shirts and hats and beanies and stuff. You're actually walking away with good friends, and charters are just
rad. It's a much deeper connection than just selling the ticket and watching the guy fish. I really like to be personal with the passengers.
That's cool.
That's great, man. Good for you.
So how is somebody getting involved in your charters? They go to 22nd Street?
You can call the landing for information. You can visit my Instagram account and book through there.
What's your
Instagram? Damian Parker Bronco. It's just my name.
Just your name. Yeah, Damian Parker Bronco.
Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a what do they call that? A seminar up for the most part, for life. Like
you're streaming it live here. Right? Hi, everybody. That's your Instagram?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Keep pointed at Pete. Don't.
Yeah, yeah, careful. Yeah. I don't know.
You're losing followers as we speak.
Yeah, I don't know. All of us, right? So what is the current situation
going down,
Mike?
Well, we've seen squid full speed since beginning of October, and we haven't been able to fish it commercially. A lot of boats, we're all been on limits and stuff like that.
Done with your limits on commercial?
No, the foreign markets aren't buying it because the dollar's so powerful. So it's for them to buy it for whatever price. They're paying like five times the amount for it.
Buying it from other countries.
Then logistically, we're still dealing with post-pandemic crap with the commercial side of it. Which has been a good thing, but this is one of those squid years. You can go make bait just about anywhere see some big macro schools. I'd be surprised that you don't see it at the domes again, like, you know, way back when the sea bass were biting down there.
Nice.
Or wherever we are.
Or here in La Jolla.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you probably have seen it already, but it's the most sea bass we've ever seen.
Really?
Like, at all the islands, squid at all the islands.
Nice.
The deeper depths that we can fish now has been really good. We'll see how that plays out. Hopefully we can not get cut off in September. And we're just checking out new areas, but the couple boats that are up there, mainly the Pride, probably returning back with
another limit.
Another limit. And it's really good quality fish. There's a couple schoolie size ones, but they're averaging 25 to 35 pounds.
Sweet. Wow, that's great.
Damien just had a little taste of that. He's watching free swimmers.
Oh, yeah.
They were a few squids shy of getting it done, but, man. And the halibut fishing right now, it's full spawn. Everywhere you go where you can meet, you know, structure to sand, it's full speed.
Even in the bay here, I guess halibut fishing.
It's a cool. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been doing this as long as most people, but this is above average, like halibut type stuff. It's insane.
Yeah.
And only to get better. You know, I mean, it's April.
This isn't sea bass time. You know, like you go out and fish with a couple of the skiff guys, and you get your one. But to get, you know, anywhere 10 or more.
When you're talking boat limits or close to, this is the real deal.
But we've been seeing that stuff above us in Oxnard and Channel Islands. And it's pushed its way down, so it's kind of cool. They're getting them up there, but, you know, usually we're stuck in the middle. Like now last year, you guys are doing the same thing, catching full-speed bluefin, and we were stuck in the middle, not catching sea bass or anything, and we're already within a stone's throw, a day and a half up, and you can go catch sea bass and a bluefin.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Totally.
So when you went sea bassing, Damien, you over at Catalina? Or secret spot.
Secret location.
Secret location.
Quickly. Mike was quick to help Damien answer that.
But you got him.
It's a lot of birds out there.
Yeah.
We did well. It was a promising sign of life.
That's awesome, man.
A lot of fishers.
How cool.
A lot of
nice grade, too, huh?
Good grade, yeah. Michael mentioned the 35-pound class. Anywhere from 15 to maybe 35 was going on.
And how were you guys catching them?
We were fishing leadhead.
Okay.
Leadhead or sliding egg sinker.
Squid.
Live squid is pretty much key right now.
Sure.
Big part of the puzzle.
That's cool. That's good stuff. So now you guys do overnight. You kind of run
Give us the rundown of
22nd
Street.
22nd
Street.
The overnight's getting them. Tino had 7 for, 10 or something like that. Good halibut fishing. Then he went back to fill the bags. He probably should put a little more time into it, but I'm not running the boat, so I'm not going to tell him anything. But day and a half. Reverse day and a half gives you that full morning bite, afternoon bite. It's all on tides.
Now, what's a reverse day and a half? How does that
work? You're going to leave between 9 and noon and fish, you know, probably before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, fish through all through the night, and then all through the whole next day until about 3 or 4, and then head in. It's you don't get to sleep.
That's your favorite kind of trip.
No, it's awful. We got the pride new to the landing 2 years now, right?
Yes.
And I was fortunate to run second on a couple of his trips, and it's awful. It's so bad.
That's hard. It's hard on the crew.
That night bite tuna with the knife jigs and diving into an island and staying up to catch more squid and sea bass in the same trip and only turning in bluefin and But yeah,
sounds like fun to me.
Crew standpoint, it's awful. But if you're a diehard fisherman, these trips are nuts. You'll love them.
Amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. And then you have half day and three quarter day trips too, right?
Yeah. The pursuit is running full speed right now. Like I said, he's seeing a lot of stuff that isn't biting yet, which would take just about anything to get it to go. We're on the backside of that moon, so I wouldn't be surprised if he connects today or John connects Monday or Tuesday. And then Aaron, like I said, is really taking advantage of this new depths, and just the fishing's phenomenal. And
they've
had
some
rock fishing. Yeah. And then the calico bass is a little slow. They did have a 50 bonita the other day.
That's a good sign.
Which is
that's a great sign.
What's the water temp up there right now?
Cold.
Cold, yeah, really cold.
Lower, below 60.
Yeah. Should be 60. And Catalina, is it reached 60 yet?
Not really.
No.
There's certain pockets of it, but we had sunshine, so it actually worked out.
Yeah.
And Walt on the Monte Carlo, you know, they're doing their thing, fishing all over the place. You can go catch a sculpin and then go catch your limited grouper reds and stuff like that.
Nice.
Real quickly. The fishing's been really good. The whitefish fishing locally is great, and they're all, you know, nice size, not the itty-bitty ones.
Yeah. And then you also have the Apollo that runs out.
We do have
the
Apollo now. They ran their first trip, kind of waiting for a text
last
or something.
Just took off last night.
Last night was the first one.
They were busting their butts getting that boat back in shape.
Yeah. Are they targeting sea bass?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They got the right group on there.
That's great.
Core group that's been fishing with Jeff for years. Mm-hmm. And then Mark on the Amigo, he's in the – well, he's got a trip, couple trips this week, couple sold out, day and a half and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a great job. We're limited load now. So instead of 75 people on the pursuit, I got guys that turn their nose up and haven't been back, and they didn't realize we're only fishing 37 on a boat that takes 75 or a boat that takes 90. We're only fishing 37. Half day's back to normal standards, but our overnight trips are limited load,
nice.
So that's
like across the board.
keeping us popular. So you can come out on a Saturday and not worry about the Saturday crowd.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's really
but reservations got to be huge for that.
It sells out. Yeah, no, there's a pretty substantial waiting list on the weekends. But the pursuit train just started, so you know it's kind of hard to stop the pursuit once they start running. It's only
full day boat
with bunks.
Wow.
Yeah, and RSW and big ass bait tank and excuse my French, but the pursuit's in the nicest shape of his life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys gotta check it out. 22nd Street's always had a history of having such a big fleet of boats and always offering so many options on trips? I mean, it's just like there's a long history of you guys just always doing it right up there.
Yeah, now they're all our captains are our young buds for the most part, and they're willing to go do a reverse day and a half or a, you know, just a mishmash of things just so they can connect. Bluefin, get a little closer. We're going to throw up reverse day and a half, stay and a half, 2 days up. Freedom already has, I think, 2 days up in their schedule. Open party. There's way too much open party that's open available, but, you know, it's we're ready to go. Boats are all done. We're ready to party.
It's time. Time to go fishing.
So much of that big fish last year was just camped right in front of you guys, too.
Like we were
like pretty darn central location for quite a while.
Yeah, boats were there.
Yeah. We were fishing next to the Independence and the Intrepid and the Excel. And you got the guys that paid $100 to go fishing, looking at the nicest boats on earth.
Yeah.
Right. and doing equals as much as a job. As the big boats were, and maybe even better because the bait situation all over the place, the bait didn't really want to live for a lot of boats, and you got a fresh bait out of the bag that lives at least the whole day to get you your job done for the day. Yeah.
Well, the nice thing you guys have, a big advantage, too, is that the owners of the landing, Mark and Paul, also own the bait company, too.
Correct.
So, yeah. You have an inside
deal,
right?
A certain level of priority that happens.
I'm glad you brought that up. They left at 6 o'clock last night, and they're still out.
Yeah.
On the bait boat
looking
right now,
bait.
Right this second.
Making sure that they're both dialed.
That we're ready to go.
So, do Mark and Paul still run the bait boat, too?
Those guys are sick in the head.
They are.
They just rebuilt this really great boat, the Wolverine. And like I said, they left at 6 o'clock last night, and they are still out. And they're not going to come home until their eyes bleed or the job's done.
And then they'll come down here and run the Independence or whatever.
Well, I'm
whatever
surprised
happens,
my phone's
right?
not ringing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Hopping on to whatever boat. Yeah, some guy needs relief. I'm going to run this trip. I'm doing that. I'm going up here to get this.
Oh,
like
no.
Those guys are wild.
They work hard.
I've learned so much from those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are right
amazing.
Up. Like, I don't know who to compare them to.
Yeah.
You know?
Who else built their own long-range boat, right?
Exactly. And we're fortunate. I mean, you guys are lucky to see this stuff down here, but when the Independence is up there, we're all in awe over that thing. The thing's amazing.
Oh, it is. Well, we're in awe when it pulls into port.
This is a battleship coming in.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Independence.
That's it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here with the guys from 22nd Street Landing.
Yeah, so much to cover with the crazy fishing they saw last year, the great stuff going on, all the boats, and having Damien. I can't wait to pick his brain on rods and rod building. And it's just going to be a great show. And yeah, we're super looking forward to it, man. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call. Phone lines, unfortunately, right this second, are already 100% full. So obviously
one just popped
up. There you go. Yeah. If you want to get through, it's going to be a busy morning, but there's a lot of time to be taking your calls today, and we look forward to doing it. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or text the show. Now, the text the show has become hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text your questions in to either Damien or to Mike, the only way you can text the show is via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's a free download wherever you're getting your apps on an iPhone or an Android. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. You can do the download. Not only are you able to text the show all your questions, but you'll also have an opportunity at winning a killer prize today. And man, a huge thanks to Mike and the whole family up at 22nd Street Landing. We're giving away an overnight trip on board the Freedom to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. And basically, the way that it works is we're going to draw one potential winner from our list of all the texts that get read on the air, one potential winner from all the phone calls that make it onto the air, and at the end of the show, we're going to have Mike or Damien flip that coin, and it's going to designate whether the winner comes from a caller or texter. But an overnight trip on board the Freedom out of 22nd Street, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
we're pumped. Very cool, you guys. Well, again, we're looking for a great show. Going to be very busy. Lots of great info coming your way. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive 1 entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
So Let's Talk Hookup, having a great time here this morning. Going to be a busy morning with Mike and Damian. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text on Let's Talk Hookup app. Not only your opportunity to talk some 22nd Street, but also a chance to go fishing. Overnight trip on board the Freedom. Today's going to be a great day, man.
Freedom and Liberty are sister ships, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so same kind of hull.
And Grande.
And the Grande, too, all three. Big, big platforms.
Yes, big, comfortable.
Super comfortable wood. Dittmar Donaldson's.
And the Freedom's really nice.
Yeah. It really is.
They
beautiful.
Really,
they put
really
some money into that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's a nice boat. So you get to go in luxury on the Freedom out of 22nd Street, which, how far to Catalina from?
21 miles.
21 miles.
18 to 21 miles. Wow. We're closest to everything.
Yeah, for real.
Catalina, San Nick, Santa Barbara, Clemente, Tanner.
All
we make Tanner on an overnight trip.
Yeah. No,
it's a short fishing trip, but he will go there when he don't need to, the whole day.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
But last year we were fishing in the armpit backside of Catalina amongst all that other fleet, just getting done and going home on a day trip.
Right.
On that bluefin.
When all that bluefin was just stacked up.
Didn't even
up
have
back
time
there.
To go in and go catch a couple blue perch and a calico bass.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to you. Hey, look who's on there.
Yeah, we got our buddy Captain Mike Pritchard on the tribute call this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear how this fishing was. It was a big weekend, kind of one of the first weekends where there was some good coverage from the fleet. And, yeah, man, we're just anxious to hear how it's going.
You know what? It was good. It was our first trip, well, not of the year, but first trip since we've been doing our maintenance. Very, very good sign of bluefin yesterday. We had a little over half of our group was a bachelor party full of rip rods. Sure. We made it work. We ended up with 30 bluefin, most of which came about 1 o'clock this morning. So quite the long day. A couple of stops throughout the day yesterday. Fish up to 70 pounds.
Nice.
But it's still, you know, something we've always talked about. Pretty interesting that you can get a group of guys. A lot of these guys have never fished on the ocean before. I think they bought 10 knife jigs between the 15 of them or something, and I think they all ended up with a bluefin. But very, very good sign. Killer weather. First trip, in the last few months in the Rapids, and it was good.
That's great news, man. Well, certainly glad to hear it. I know you guys worked your butt off, and the boat looks beautiful, and how nice to untie it and go out and catch them and get on them on the first trip. Nice going.
Yeah, I was definitely tired of boat work. It's one of those things. It's funny because my girlfriend's going, like, she goes, "You've been doing this for a long time. How is it that every time you do boat work, you're down to the last minute?" I said, "Because if we have 5 hours available of free time, we pick up a new, we start a new project." And the bunk room was completely redone, new bunk pads, new overhead, new lighting. New curtains, wheelhouses redone, lots of paint, and just lots of creature comforts, passengers will see, and redid all of our AC ducting and airways, so it's nice and cool, comfortable, and, some of those guys on this last trip stayed up and drank, and we were worried about it, about how they'd be able to get up, and when we stopped the boat this morning, they all made it out one way or another.
Bachelor party, right?
Sure.
Yeah. That's great. So what's the future for the Tribute? You guys running regular trips?
We are. We have our Coast Guard inspection coming up Tuesday morning, and then we are back out Tuesday night. So Tuesday night is a go. Light load right now. Weather looks very nice. We only have 5 passengers, but... it's. I think Andrew's going to be out here before that. There's some really nice, great fish. Our fish, same thing with the rental gear. We did have one stop where it looked like everything was a little bit on the bigger side. We had a 70-pounder, a 60-pounder, and some of that fish down below is quite a bit bigger. So some really good opportunity and really good chance to get on the boat Tuesday night with a light load, check out all of our maintenance and all of our projects, and I do not want to see any more of it for the year.
Yeah, and Wednesday looks like a beautiful day on the water for sure.
Ball.
Hey, how do we book a trip on the Tribute if we want to go?
You give Seaforth a landing call, 619-224-3383. You can book through SeaforthLanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, and we have some pictures up on our social media. It's Tribute Sport Fishing as well. But yes, Tuesday night, light load. Weather looks great. Where the fish are located, there's a really good chance to get way too much fishing time in on a day and a half.
That's cool, man. All right. Well, thanks, Mike, from Seaforth Sport Fishing, the Tribute. And we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate you, Chuck.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Sounds great.
All right. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones. Why don't we start it off this morning with Carlos. Carlos called us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Carlos? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Pete and guests. How are you guys today?
Tonight. Doing great. I recognize this voice. Team No Bands.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, I just wanted to thank you and Cass again for putting together another great trip. It's been a while since my brother Manny and I have been down to Baja, and Laredo certainly didn't disappoint. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, it was great having the whole Team No Bananas back together again, and you guys killed it, right? Down at our Loreto Rumble.
Yeah, the fishing wasn't too bad. the yellowtail were great. They were like 20 to 30 pound class. My friends Deb and Drew had limits on the first and third day. And my brother and I caught 14 nice yellows. And we were fortunate enough to get into like 4 good sized cabrilla on the last day. And I heard Fargo were caught as well. So the fishing is really nice down there.
Yeah, if you, awesome. You check out our Instagram, Facebook post, you see Carlos and Manny in front of those big, those nice cabrillo that they had. They had a good round, along with some big yellows next to it, too. And you actually even wrote an article for our next newsletter coming up,
nice.
Which thank you for doing that, Carlos. It was great. And what did you think of Loretto?
Oh, gosh. We're coming back.
Yeah.
The Le Mission Hotel that we stayed at was first class. We didn't expect such nice, you know, accommodations being fishermen, but it's like, you know, it was really a nice surprise. And the restaurants there were phenomenal. We had the best Korea, ceviche, the street tacos, and we even had frozen bananas.
That's right. Yeah, frozen bananas. It was a lot of fun.
But that was,
well, it was great.
Yeah, but that was after fishing.
And, what's that?
It's an after fishing.
After fishing.
But that was
yeah,
after fishing.
Yeah.
So.
The town of Loretto is just such a cool place, and people are so mellow there.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful location.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you posted on the dates for next year. Cass is in Panama, and I'm sure when he gets back, he's going to get deluged. Like, when are we going next year? So we'll keep you posted on that. But, Carlos, great having you, and thanks for doing that article. You'll watch that on the Let's Talk Hookup website as well as our Let's Talk Hookup email blast that I believe comes out this week. So if you haven't signed up for the email blast, just go on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Sign up for the email blast. It's free. We don't spam or do anything like that. We don't sell it. It's just once every other week you get a email that tells you about what's going on with Let's Talk Hookup. So it's awesome. All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Carlos. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, we had a great text come through. Said, hey, good morning, guys. My first fishing trip saltwater ever was on board the Freedom, and I caught my first yellow ever on the Pursuit. However,
wow.
I've never caught a white sea bass. I want to ask both the boys which boat, which month, and which techniques would give me my best opportunity at my first biscuit. That's from Roger in Rancho Palo Verde.
Let me start this one. They're biting. Book a trip now.
Now.
Don't book it next week.
Yeah.
You see an available trip. Right now. Book it tonight. Book it
yeah.
tomorrow. Day and a half, overnight. Jump on the Freedom tonight. Jump on the Pride. Jump on the Amigo. Go now. Like,
yeah.
You have to be the fish count. Don't
yeah.
chase the fish count. It's not going to bite next week. It might. It might. Like, I could be wrong. It could, you know, but.
But that's sea bass.
Book it now. You know, this
go
isn't.
Fishing.
This is
go tonight.
Yeah, this
go
right isn't
now.
Normal, like what we're doing right now, but normally you start seeing it in June and July, and
yeah.
you get lucky. If you see
yeah.
trips on the schedule for any of our boats, book it then on the right moon phase. I go
absolutely.
On the dark side of the moon, personally. But right now it's biting. Go.
Yeah.
Damon, you do a ton of charters
yes,
out of there. What length of trip do you find that you have the most success? Is longer always better because you've just got more time at the rail? Is a shorter trip better because it's going to focus on island fishing more than a long one's going to be tuna fishing? Like, what's the if Roger was going to pick an ideal length of trip, what do you think you guys would pick?
Well, right now the overnight range it seems to be the ticket. However, you know, there's other islands that do well on a full day trip, so. You know, anywhere from a half day, realistically, a half day to an overnight, you could catch a sea bass.
Everything's going to be
right,
in the range.
In our range.
Time on the water.
Time on the water.
And then not fish 50-pound when the captain's telling you to fish 25-pound.
Mm-hmm.
Daytime fishing's a little different than in the gray light or in the dark at night. You got to come out with sea bass fishing. You got to come out with three or four decent setups, to be honest with you. Something you can get a lead head out, something you get a slider out. Fishing a 4-aught hook or bigger, and then have your 4-ounce to 10-ounce torpedo sinkers. They don't need to go in the dark. You can, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, all of the tackle shops that catch sea bass have the right stuff. The tackle stores that are out and about, they're getting it second-handed. They're getting it from someone that was out and it worked that day. So call the landing and either get it at the tackle store or get it at the landing. We have tackle packs we rig up the day of.
Specifically for sea bass.
Specifically
for what the boats did.
Yes.
And
then
they're about to go do.
You're going to be handed three different sizes of fluorocarbon, two different sizes of hooks, a bunch of sliders, a bunch of lead heads, and be prepared to have your heart broken a few times before you land your first sea bass.
Yeah.
I know... Justin, Jeremy's dad, has been fishing his whole life. He's never caught a sea bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of guys that chase sea bass fish counts. You're like, oh, it's biting today. I'll just book it next week.
Yeah.
You know, sea bass fishing, oh. it, like you see, the, like Sean puts these trips up with you know, special or sea bass specials. It's a special sea bass trip. Like, you be prepared to be awake and not catch anything, or catch a bat ray or something like that.
Hey, Rick, you know how I know they're biting? Because they won't tell us where it is.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's biting, for sure.
I mean, it's biting currently, it didn't bite a week ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to bite for the pursuit.
I think, yeah.
Full day business, it's going to bite. There was, 3 weeks where they knocked it out of the park, and we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
You see something fishy going on?
Yeah, this is the lowdown you're looking for.
You're looking for it. You know, like I was telling people, I'm going to pop in live on my Instagram page and give you a wink, wink, nod, and then delete the post. So turn your 22nd Street notifications on, because I'm not sharing it. I'm just going to go, it's go time, boys.
Yeah,
cats out the bag. We've been seeing fish. Something's going to transpire. I'd be booking your trips with decent weather and right moon phases currently. It's on the dark side of the moon, and it's biting right now, but doesn't mean it's going to be that way.
Roger should book an overnight, but these full-day guys, they can get them, too.
Current situation, overnight trip.
There you go.
Pay attention to what's going on. You're starting to see Gus's fish counts to be in Sargo, Blue Perch,
Catalina Island,
weird stuff. Not so many rockfish, because there's a reason for it, you know.
Because they're at the island.
Looking at something special that hasn't gone off yet. Right. And these islands that are catching sea bass right now, they can turn off tomorrow.
Sure.
So, you know, you see something in the counts, you got to jump on it.
No kidding.
You just got to be calling sick and take the next. Yeah, you might even have to go on two back-to-back trips to make sure you can get that fish off your bucket list.
There you go.
I know a lot of guys that have never caught one.
Get it done. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Guests.
What's up, John?
Well, you know, it's same up in San Diego now. It's a late winter, but it's finally abating. We finally had the last of the north wind. We had one day last week, and that was it. It tried to puff and died in one day, which is good news. So we're through that, and we're really into spring weather. The water's warming fast. We're up to 74, 75-degree water. And it was 71, 72 last week. So it's warming fast, and the fish are coming in. Been flat and calm, clear water, perfect fishing conditions. Still a little slow, but we were out yesterday and saw lots of tailers, a lot of feeding striped marlin, and actually picked up one and released one. There's a lot of solitary, and quite a few solitary, big, mostly bull Dorado. And they're picking those up on the tro. Ballyhoo's the ticket for both the Dorado and the striped marlin at the moment. But quite a few more around. And this past week has been a vast improvement over earlier spring, the last few weeks. So we're pleased about that. The bottom fishing seems to be better north now. They're picking up quite a few off of card now. There's bait up there. We don't have much sardine right now. We're waiting for them to arrive. But there are a lot of sardine up there, apparently good bait. And they're still picking up yellowtail. And some big whoppers, you know. This year, gosh, the smallest, honestly, that I've seen is about a 20-pounder. And they're running up to 50 pounds. Some good-sized yellowtail, that's for sure. Mixed with the amberjack, pompano, and pargo. All on the bottom. So it's real, real decent, good bottom fishing as well, and that's helping. And, you know, we're picking up another fish that I've never experienced before. And it's not a real big game fisher, and it's called a tile fish. And it is the best eating fish I've ever eaten, real white, sweet meat. It's excellent. And there's loads of those. They're bringing tons of those off the bottom, and we're enjoying them every night. But the season has finally arrived, you guys. It's finally really picking up, and we're looking forward to a good year, that's for sure.
That is so cool. And the final year of Rancho Leonero under the guidance of John Ireland. And, man, book your trip now, because I know Pam has been very, very busy in the office. I know our trip in June actually has a couple rooms left, but they're going fast, right, John?
Yeah, no, they really, really are. I really appreciate it. Everybody, all our old guests have been coming over the years are coming back, and some two or three times this season, too. So it's great.
They want one last shot at the ranch.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing everyone, too. A lot of friends and old customers. It's great to see. And, yeah, kind of bittersweet, you guys, but it's going to be a good year for sure.
For sure. Well, how do we get a hold of you if you want to book a trip to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. In fact, I'll be on next Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're here next Sunday. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we'll
hey, we're looking forward to seeing you here in the world headquarters next Sunday.
You will for sure. I look forward to it, amigos.
All right. See you, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump
into
them.
Dude, you're not kidding, man. How about we jump back into them? This time we're going to talk to John. John's from Dallas, Texas. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, guys. My question to Mike is Captain Tino still one of your captains?
Yeah, he's running the boat this weekend. I don't know if he's – I don't think he's going to take a step back from running the boat. I know he's – I'm going to be mean. I know he's old and tired now. The guy's been fishing forever. You know, he did have a fresh joke for us last night that I can't say on the air. But
funny.
But, yeah, no, it was definitely he had a grand slam first trip back of the season. You know,
sweet.
Ended up with seven
sea
bass.
He's just one of those sea bass wizards.
He is, and he can make the freedom do things that people can't. You got to be comfortable. It's like a 100-foot boat, so you know he's definitely the man. You know, he'll tell you that too.
Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, you'll see a lot of them this year.
That's great.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Anthony from San Pedro. Here he said he booked a trip on the Native Son tomorrow and Monday morning with my 2 8-year-old boys. What kind of setups do you recommend for the three of us with heavy weights, or should I bring just rock cod stuff?
Bring a 30-pound test, 1 to 2-aught hooks, and I'd say bring a 1-pound sinker. Like I said, Aaron's found some new real estate that we haven't been able to fish in a long time,
okay.
And it's really productive. I don't know where he's going.
And Native Son does half day?
No, three-quarter day.
Three-quarter day. Okay.
7 to 5. They'll go anywhere, all over the
That's
ocean
nice.
To make the job happen. I mean, their route's extensive.
I mean, will they go as far as Catalina too?
Oh yeah, no, they'll fish. They'll fish. Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about it, but they will go.
They'll go.
They do what
they'll
they
go where
do.
They need to do.
Yeah, so I don't know what his plan is tomorrow, but I do know that you know they're taking advantage of the new depths and or unlimited for the rockfish, and then doing a little surface fishing too. Might be up the coast, might be over there, you know, or you know wherever. But
all right.
Bring something. Bring 30-pound. And then maybe a 20-pound outfit for yourself to maybe hook in hand to the kids.
Okay.
But that's cool. You're bringing out your kids. Man.
Yeah.
We love that.
And kids are – your boats are all kid-friendly.
Oh, I would rather deal with the kids than you guys.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no. But we've got a lot of we have a special running on the half day right now, too. If you get kid fishes for free with every paid adult.
Hey, that's cool.
During the week. So we saw a lot of kids. It's so cool.
So weekday trips, paid adult, kid goes free.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. We're going to work on when we go back to double half day because it's 10 to 4 right now. Double half day, the afternoon half day is most likely going to have either a really reduced rate for a kid or a kid fish for free with every paid adult.
That's awesome. Good for you guys. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. We're including checking in with the catch report. We'll find out what's biting up and down the beach. A lot more of your phone calls and texts as well. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano and G. Loomis. And I got to tell you, those new IMX Pro rods from G. Loomis, my God.
Dude, they did such a good job with that line of rods.
Yeah.
First time that G. Loomis has done a West Coast specific built offshore set of rods in a number of years, and they just nailed it. It's one of those things like worth waiting for. Highest end componentry, like we've talked about it before. They did multiple rounds of prototyping and testing until they had a perfect product.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about I like about them, those grips.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, and the actions and the weight of the rod.
Yeah,
Bar none, just one of the nicest rods available. And price point, too. G. Loomis rods aren't cheap. But, boy, I'll tell you what, they're not bad.
I sure wouldn't call this, this is not
a cheap rod.
This is not an inexpensive rod, but in the world where high-end rods are touching $600 and $700 and $800, they come in at a very competitive price for anything close to that level of quality. It's Loomis. Loomis. It's exactly what you would expect from a Loomis rod.
I've been very pleased with all my G. Loomis.
So great.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Great stuff. So check it out. The new IMX Pro Series, specifically built for West Coast anglers at your local Tackle Shimano retailer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been absolutely packed up again.
That's solid.
If you want to get your chance, we have one open phone line. It was somebody who dropped during the break. That's 213-432-1090. As always, keep those texts rolling along as well with the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. Always on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and of course on our website too. You can stream it too, and let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. As promised, it's time for the Catch Report. I want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu with the Superline series. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to heavy-duty assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. Now Gamakatsu is not also offering the finest fillet knives and everyday carry knives. You can see your local dealers or check out Gamakatsu.com with all this talk already about this great bluefin fishing. Upgrading hardware, it's just a must. Most lures either come, like a lot of the high-end jigs, like the Sea Falcons and things like that, a lot of those jigs don't come with hardware, so putting high-end hardware is a part of it. And then a lot of them that do come with hardware often are not up to the task. So having something like a Gamakatsu Superline split ring, a heavy-duty assist hook. It is the key component to making that thing happen.
No kidding. Yeah, all of their components are the best.
That's it, man. Hey, let's head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Willie's on the line right now. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on this morning, Mike? Morning, Damian. What's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good stuff, man. Hey, these guys are talking about it, man. The fishing's been phenomenal. We had a killer week, but, man, how's the weather this week? Hard to beat.
Thank God.
So nice. Finally, right?
I needed to thaw out.
Right? We just needed no wind and just good conditions. So coastal half-day stuff. For us down here, too, it sounds like it was the same up that way. Stuff's still trying to kind of figure itself out. We had some red tide in some zones. Water temp's still in that 58 to 59. So the bass action has been a little bit on the tough side in some aspects. But the sculpin, whitefish, and sheephead are kind of in the mix for our half-day guys. a halibut here or there kind of in the mix too, but it's kind of been a grind with those funky conditions. So again, it's all been condition based for sure. So, you know, kind of put it in perspective, we had a day or two where one of our small six pack boat guys, Daniel on the Second Chance, got out there with a group of passengers, and you know, he had 40 to 50 bass on artificial stuff. He was just able to find a pocket with some current and the right conditions, and the fish want to bite. So as things are trying to shape up here along the coast, I think we're going to see some more of that, just condition-based for sure. And then along the beach here, this rockfish action finally gave us a taste of how good it can be here in like the 40 to 50 fathom zones. You know, the current, like I talked the last couple of weeks, has just been a deal-breaker. It made it incredibly hard. But again, with the nice weather and the good conditions, we're able to get the anchor over some small rocks and have some really good fishing on those reds here along the beach with other mixed rockfish and whitefish. And then the lighter load days, like our midweek days, we're able to get out to that 14-mile bank, fishing that 90 to 100 fathom stuff, and just have excellent fishing out there. Big bacaccio, nice chilies, big bank rockfish. It's been really good at lingcod here or there. We've, you know, descended plenty of cows and bronze spotted out there too. So some cool fish to see out there as well. So midweek, again, light load days are the days we've been able to get out there. So if you want to come fish there, make those plans accordingly. And then finally, over at the island, same deal. You know, the Fury's been doing work on the cod with excellent fish in there for the reds and that other mixed rockfish. Seeing a few ling cod in there as well. And then inside in the squid zones there in their mornings, you know, they've had some shots of some sea bass. I know they had one yesterday for their charter group or their open party group, excuse me, yesterday. And just, you know, some mixed whitefish, some bonito. So it's just good seeing that, you know, again, condition-based. Everything has been condition-based this week. And we're just kind of seeing things start to straighten out and get in that zone like we need to see it. So good across the board. If you guys want to hop on a trip here, call our landing. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawharf.com or link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page. And when you book online, again, use that code SPRING25. That'll save you 25% on a half or three-quarter day trip with us.
SPRING25, 25% off half or three-quarter day trips at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. That's pretty darn good. And you can link it right through to the Let's Talk Hookup website. Just click on that Dana Wharf banner and go right there, right?
That makes it simple.
All right. Appreciate the report. Thanks a lot, Brian, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you.
Thanks, right. Willie.
Sounds good. While we're waiting.
Yeah, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I got a question for Damien. Do you have any suggestions on where I can learn how to wrap rods? Do you have any advice on particular seminars, YouTube channels, et cetera? Thanks so much for the info from Alex in San Carlos.
Absolutely. I started by just doing internet research, a lot of YouTube stuff. You can also ask rod wrappers that you know, if you see a rod you like, you know the wrapper, ask him. Also American Tackle also offers some nice videos on YouTube. That's an option.
Can you learn online to wrap a rod?
Yeah, you can learn everything online.
Yeah, you can fix your car, you can fix your boat, right?
Yes, sir, but there's some pretty straightforward videos on YouTube for him to learn.
Okay.
Also, I recommend talking to experienced rod wrappers.
Yeah.
Old-timers will point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I know that Batson, you know, they got some really cool like tutorials on, you know, on how to put grips together, how to put guide spacing, how to figure out guide spacing, how to do your under wraps, things like that. You know, in this day and age, if you sit down, have your laptop in front of your little rod building station, you could for sure teach yourself some of the finer points.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Find a good shop that specializes in rod building, that sells good componentry and has guys that build rods and things like that.
And there are probably guys there that'll help you out.
Totally, yeah.
It grew in popularity.
Big time.
We deal with Sam a lot at Island Tackle and seeing all the people standing in line to get new components and sitting there, and he'll take time to point them in the right direction, teach them how to find the backbone on it, and then just send them on their way. I mean, you put thread on, you can take it off. So
you can do it.
Unless you put the epoxy on it. It's not finished until you put the epoxy on it. It's a trial and error.
A little bit of patience, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and do you teach anybody? Do you, Damien?
I've never sat down and taught anyone, to be honest, but I'm open to it. Yeah.
I'm open to
having seminars and helping people.
Yeah, so great idea.
So contact you through your Instagram?
Absolutely, through my Instagram account. I'm having a website come out soon, so that's another option.
All right, or through 20 seconds.
Or through 20 seconds. I'm always there.
You're always there.
I'm always there. For my weekends, I'm there.
50 charters a year, it can't be too hard to find you.
Yeah, I'm always there.
Yeah.
That's cool, you guys.
All right, let's continue our catch report. The surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's going on, gents?
Hey, the fishing is what's going on, right?
You got that right. Yeah, we're seeing some terrific sign up north of those spawning perch, some better quality. You know, it was an excellent week. Good weather, strong tides. On Thursday, we started another grunion run, so we're getting all the elements. The water temp's still chilly, so despite the water temp, we're doing pretty well. Once that water bumps up, holy smokes. The highlight was, like I said, the barred perch bite up north, very good fishing, Oxnard to Santa Barbara, hook, line, sinker, checked in two fish at 15 inches. Those are pushing the three-pound mark. Those are very nice fish. One of the hottest stretches for those better fish has been Elwood to Black Rock, and then off the Goleta Pier, above the pier. The pier was out of action. They got it fixed up after the storm, so now it's back open again. But that's been a good stretch for those guys. Also, good numbers of fish, maybe a little less quality, but still some nice kickers in there. Carpinteria, south to Oxnard, solid fishing all through there. Motor oil, grubs, gulps, sandworms, small lucky craft, mussel, lugworms, you name it. It's all working now. Halibut bite also improved up there. You know, more fish in the surf line to 28 inches. That cherry berry flash minnow has been hot. Several 2 to 4 pound striped bass were also taken incidentally by halibut anglers. And we talked about that around those creek bed, those creek mouths. You're going to find some striper activity. And that's not just up north. You'll see some of that down south here. And then on the southern front, you know, unfortunately we have that big sewage spill in Long Beach. But from Newport south, the halibut bite's slowly improving. Like I said, the water temp's still chilly, but it is improving. But the story down south was the super bay bass bite. I mean, the guys at Pacific Coast said one of their anglers had 30 spotties in the lagoon on one day, and another angler fished 3 days, had 100 spotted bay bass. So those things are definitely on the chew. And the top fish was 18 and a half inches. Boy, that's pushing 4 pounds for a spotted bay bass. So pick and choose. There's some nice catches to be made.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's happening. You know, as soon as we get some good weather and some things, see what happens, right, Gundy?
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. Normally, you wouldn't see in this cool water spotted bay bass bite like this. But again, you got to consider that for the last 3 months, you know, the habitat in the bay has been wiped out by these storms. So this is a little different circumstance. These fish want to eat.
Well, these halibut want to bite for sure. And, hey, speaking of halibut, great article in this month's edition of Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine. Gundy, that was a great halibut article.
Thank you. You know, well, I get a lot of inspiration from this show, Pete, and you know how through the spring we've been talking about, you know, halibut and, you know, being the surf guy, how you pick them off in shallow water, and that's kind of what we focused on there. Kramer called me looking for something, and I said, hey, I got something top of the mind. And so I love talking it out on the show, and it turns into real deal stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And so pick it up, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine from this month. Check out Gundy's halibut article. You will learn.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
All right, Gundy, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, put that to application right now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I want to correct something we just said on the phone when John Ireland called in. We said John's on next Sunday. No, John's on May 7th, so 2 weeks from today. Next Sunday, Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego is the guest.
How'd you wrangle Booger off the boat?
Dude, it's not easy. Not easy, but he said he's coming.
Cool.
So next Sunday, next Saturday, Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and then next Sunday, Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego.
Excellent.
And then John Ireland the following Sunday, the 7th of May.
Cool. That's great. Well, hey, we got a lot of great stuff going on. I want to remind you that Catchport, sponsored by the fact, man, summer's, this ad reads that summer's almost here. I don't care. Yesterday it was here.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we loved it. Hey, want to remind you, it's definitely time to get down to the beach. You can join Benji Kim, Bill Varney, and Anthony from BD Outdoors, Bit from the Beach. It's a really cool free webinar that has tips and techniques on catching more halibut and surf fish. It's Wednesday, May the 3rd at 6 p.m. To attend, you have to register online at bdoutdoors.com. You can find out more at fishthesurf.com. But a really cool webinar, just kind of dial you in on surf fishing. Very, very cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.